Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why is the idea of a doppelganger so scary? Is it because we're afraid they may try to steal our identity? Or is it because the world couldn't handle more than one of us? I would welcome a double if she would help me with my workload. You know, clean house, do the laundry, and go to the grocery store, while I spend time doing the fun stuff. Oh, and I hope she can pronounce some of those foreign words better than me. If doppelgangers intrigue you, sit back and listen as today we delve into the movie Us from 2019, an American psychological horror film that takes the concept of the doppelganger to a whole new level. Welcome to Freaky Folklore, the podcast where we discover horrifying legends across the world and tell terrifying tales of monsters both ancient and modern. Enjoy today's short folklore flash. This show is part of the EerieCast Podcast Network. Find more terrifying tales at EerieCast.com, such as Destination Terror. You can listen to a new episode every week as I take you to horrifying destinations both real and mythical. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or your favorite podcasting service. You can leave an honest review on iTunes, too. The more we get, the more we grow, and hopefully, the more monsters we can explore. Spoiler alert! If you haven't watched the 2019 movie Us, hit pause and come back later. I was scrolling through Netflix a few months back when I found this movie. I was skeptical at first because I tend to watch more creature features than psychological horror films. But I gave it a try and really enjoyed this movie. The best way I can describe it is disturbing and thought-provoking. Us, directed by Jordan Peele, is an American psychological horror film that delves into the themes of duality, identity, and societal issues. The film follows the Wilson family, Adelaide, Gabe, Zora, and Jason, as they head to their beach house for a vacation. Adelaide, the mother, prior to this, has a traumatic childhood experience in a funhouse that haunts her. In 1986, young Adelaide Thomas wanders away from her parents at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk and enters a funhouse, where she encounters a doppelganger of herself in the House of Mirrors. Following the encounter, she stops speaking and withdraws from her family. 3 decades later, an adult Adelaide reluctantly embarks on a vacation with her husband, Gabe Wilson, and their children, Zora and Jason. During their trip, they rendezvous with friends Josh and Kitty Tyler, accompanied by their twin daughters, Becca and Lindsay, at the beach. On their journey, they encounter paramedics attending to the gruesome scene of an elderly man, reminiscent of the one Adelaide witnessed on the day of her initial encounter with doppelgangers. Later, Jason spots an individual eerily resembling the old man, standing motionless with blood-stained hands and outstretched arms. That evening, with the lights abruptly extinguishing, Adelaide shares her unsettling tale with Gabe. The situation escalates when Jason notices a family of 4 in the driveway, who eventually break into the house and trap the Wilsons. These intruders are revealed to be the Williams doppelgangers. Pluto, Jason's scarred and pyromaniac double, Umbre, Zora's sadistic counterpart, Abraham, Gabe's animalistic double, and Red, Adelaide's doppelganger, the only one capable of speaking in a guttural, raspy voice. Red explains their identity as the Tethered, sharing a soul with their counterparts and seeking to untether themselves. The Wilsons undergo separation and terror at the hands of their doppelgangers, with Jason discovering that Pluto mimics his every move. After Gabe defeats Abraham, the family manages to escape the perilous situation. Now, if your doppelganger shows up late at night to confront you, it would be a creepy situation. But when your whole family's doppelgangers show up as well, you can bet it's not gonna be good. Meanwhile, the Tyler family falls victim to a brutal attack by their doppelgangers in their residence, resulting in their untimely demise. The Wilsons, upon their arrival, also face a violent assault but manage to overpower and eliminate the Tyler family's doubles. Tuning into the news, they discover a citywide phenomenon as the Tethered systematically murder their counterparts, forming an extensive human chain reminiscent of the Hands Across America demonstration. The chain surrounds the city, effectively barricading it and preventing any movement in or out. Opting for escape, the Wilsons decide to drive along the coast toward Mexico, despite a confrontation with Umbre, who attempts to intercept their car. Zora successfully eliminates her as well. As the Wilsons reach the boardwalk, they are confronted with a gruesome scene of widespread violence among the townspeople. A strategically placed burning car obstructs their path, and Jason, realizing it's a trap set by Pluto, instructs everyone to abandon the vehicle. Using a clever tactic, Jason manipulates Pluto into walking backward, causing him to walk directly into the flames and meet his demise. While the Wilsons are momentarily distracted by this spectacle, Red seizes the opportunity to abduct Jason. Adelaide pursues Red to the original funhouse, discovering a secret entrance leading to an underground facility filled with white rabbits. She confronts Red in a classroom setting. Red reveals that the Tethered are government-created genetic clones, meant to control the population. When the experiment failed, the Tethered were abandoned underground, surviving on raw rabbit meat, and mindlessly mimicking their counterparts' actions for generations. After the Tethered recognized Red's uniqueness, she spent years organizing their escape and orchestrating revenge by murdering their counterparts. The fierce battle between Red and Adelaide unfolds, with Red skillfully evading and countering Adelaide's attacks. In a crucial moment, Adelaide allows Red to strike, ultimately impaling Red with a fireplace poker, strangling her to death, and breaking her neck. Adelaide rescues Jason from a locker, and Jason, in turn, rescues one of the rabbits. Driving the family away in an ambulance, Adelaide reflects on the night she encountered Red and comes to a startling realization. She acknowledges that she is, in fact, the Tethered clone, and Red was the original Adelaide. The clone had choked Adelaide unconscious, damaged her larynx, resulting in her hoarse voice, dragged her underground, trapped her, and then assumed her place on the surface. In a poignant moment, Jason looks at his mother, who smiles back at him. As the Tethered unite in a human chain extending from Santa Cruz to nearby cities, helicopters hover overhead, marking the culmination of their ominous and symbolic display. The movie explores the concept of duality, highlighting the idea that everyone has a shadow self, or an alternate side. The Tethered represent this hidden aspect, existing in a dark, hidden underground world, mirroring the lives of their counterparts above ground. Hill uses the Tethered as a metaphor for societal issues. They symbolize the neglected and forgotten parts of society, living in deprivation and suffering. The film touches on themes of class division, marginalization, and the consequences of ignoring social issues. The movie suggests that the Tethered are a product of their environment, shaped by their circumstances. Their existence questions whether a person's actions are predetermined by their circumstances, or if they have agency over their lives. Adelaide's doppelganger, known as Red, reveals that she was originally the real Adelaide, but was swapped with her above-ground counterpart when they were children. Red leads the Tethered in a quest to break free and take over the counterpart's lives. The film's climax reveals that Adelaide, the protagonist, is actually the tethered girl who swapped places with her counterpart years ago. This twist adds layers to the narrative, making viewers reassess the character's motivations and actions throughout the film. When the tethered first arrived, I forgot to mention that every one of them were carrying a pair of scissors as a weapon. They used the scissors. The scissors were used to represent severance, cutting the connection between the two worlds. The rabbits in the underground signify breeding and replication. The recurring themes of mirrors and reflections emphasize the duality of the characters. The film's ending and overall narrative leave room for various interpretations. It can be seen as a commentary on societal divisions, personal struggles with identity, the consequences of privilege, or the haunting effects of traumatic experiences. Us is designed to provoke discussion and analysis, encouraging viewers to interpret its symbolism and messages in different ways. Its layers of meaning contribute to its lasting impact and the ongoing discussions surrounding its themes. But most of all, it's just plain scary. Thank you for listening to Freaky Folklore, the podcast about mankind's horrifying legends and myths. Don't forget to follow Freaky Folklore on Spotify and iTunes. If you can, leave the show an honest review on iTunes to help us grow. Freaky Folklore is part of the EerieCast Podcast Network, the home for listeners who love to feel scared. Go to EerieCast.com to find other terrifying podcasts, such as Destination Terror, hosted by me, Carmen Carrion. Until next time, stay safe out there, because this world is a strange one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.